友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
但是这样一些的讲法，一不小心就会差之毫厘，失之千里。
But those kind of thinkings can be just, even though it might be small on appearance, but it really can lead you far away from our Lord.
啊，还好刚才我们已经明明的讲过，实际上我们一种正确的人际关系，关系对的时候，是会带给我们积极正面的影响的，这个是没有问题的。
We did mention that good relationships that do bring positive things, do bring the encouragement and joy and comfort.
但是在这里我要和弟兄姊妹讲一句话，请你一定要听牢记牢，所谓的积极思想实际上是负面的。
But now I need to emphasize that the so-called positive thinking is actually really on the negative side.
啊，是真正是负面的，是会带给我们一个毁灭性的影响的。
It can bring us destruction.
是把我们人里面的罪，把我们的自我，把我们里面的血气肉体给它挑动出来。
It can evoke the our old self and our, you know, just our sinful nature.
最终满足的也是人自己的欲望。
Really just trying to satisfy our own personal desires.
而不是让神的心意在我们的生命当中能够彰显。
Not to really manifest our Lord's glory.
那么什么叫破与立呢？
What is destruction versus construction?
啊，在八十年代，上世纪八十年代的时候啊
，the last century in the 1980s.
啊，那个时候中国这个叫改革开放啊 ，reform and open 是吧？
对。那么 the China had reform and open the doors to the outside world.
啊，那么就跟国际接轨。
They were starting connecting with the outside world.
当时我就记得有一阵。这个中国的这个中央电视 CCTV 就转播新加坡亚洲大专电视辩论赛。
So I remember seeing on TV that there was a debate competition from the Singapore college.
这个亚洲各个国家地区大学都派这个辩论队啊，然后到新加坡去比赛。
There are many colleges from across Asia that send their teams to Singapore to attend this competition.
哇，那一阵非常非常的轰动啊。
It's very, very, you know, famous at the time. It was like a lot of good responses.
大家都去认真的收看。
But many people watching that on TV.
然后呢，等那个辩论赛结束以后，就开始说大中学这个大学中学很多校园里面就开始搞辩论赛。
After this competition, then there are a lot of copycats across the colleges and middle school, high schools, and have those kind of competitions.
辩论的模式都是跟他一样的，中间坐一个人，然后这边四个人，这边四个人。
Well, it's taking a similar format that they have, you know, just different teams on each side, opposite side.
我讲这么热闹，有些弟兄怎么还记得当年的那个场景吗？亚洲大专辩论赛。
Any brothers and sisters here remembering, remember this?
很多人都记得哈，记得的都是年纪比较大的。
Probably more of our older brothers and sisters.
那当时那个辩论赛呢，有一次的辩论题目我印象非常的深。
Well, there was one debate topic that was leave a lasting impression on me.
因为好多这个辩论赛的题目啊，最后呢是留于一个共同的一个形式，就是弊大于利还是利大于弊。
Well, many debates really about, well, do you do more harm than good versus do more good than harm?
好多都是这样子哈。后来那个学那个，然后当时那个八九过后九零年北京要办亚运会，当时我那时候在这个学校里面，我们还搞了一个办亚运会是弊大于利还是利大于弊，结果被上面把他枪毙了，因为说这个是政治不正确。
So then there's during that time also there's you know like an Asian Olympic game and there was a debate about whether does the you know holding those kind of events does it do more harm than good or do more good than harm.
那我要说的这个很特别的让人印象深的这个题目辩论题叫什么呢？叫做 不破不立还是不立不破。
All right, so this debating, the topic for debate, is leave a lasting impression on me is, there's no breaking without making, or there's no making without breaking.
有弟兄姊妹还记得吗？大家可能都忘了啊。我当时印象很深，而且今天这篇题目我是十几年以前在我原来的教会实际上有讲过。
Well, today, this sermon, I've preached this, more than 10 years ago in my previous church.
我还记得当时我讲到这篇题目的时候就用到了这个例子。
Well, I used the same example when I was preaching about this, at that time.
这个到底是不立不破还是不破不立，它实际上不是一个先有蛋先有鸡的这样的一个问题。
Well, there's no breaking without making, or there's no making without breaking. It's not a question whether there's chicken versus egg, kind of who to come first.
啊，如果是先有蛋还是先有鸡，这个比较有点是无聊诡辩。
That's a paradox.
啊，但是实际上这个题目是一个哲学问题，同时也是一个方法论的问题，一个 methodology 的这个 question。
Okay, so this is actually more of a philosophical question, and also really kind of talking about the methodology.
刚才我们讲到，在今天的这样一种世俗心理学的影响之下。
Well, we talked about earlier that in today's world, especially under the worldly psychology influence.
那么他就会说，只讲正面的，只讲鼓励的，只讲肯定的。
But always be positive, always praise, always just say good things.
那么慢慢呢，这个人就会建立起来了。
Then these people will be built up.
啊，那么他生命里面那些不好的东西自然就破碎了。
Now what's, you know, maybe that inside of their heart now, you know, will be broken.
这个叫做不立不破。
This is the talking about there's no breaking without making.
当然我这个现在不是去讲那个二十多年以前的辩论了，我是在讲实际上在信仰当中，在教会里面有时候你也会听到这样的一些的讲法。
I'm not trying to repeat the debate that happened 20, well, many, many years ago, but rather I'm talking about in our church, in the, when we're learning about God's words, how do we understand this?
不管是教会里面或者在人际关系上面，那么也有另外一种的讲法叫做不破不立。
Well, the other way of saying this is there's no making without breaking.
那这个怎么样？就是只讲问题，只讲不足的，只是在那里一味的去批评。
This is referring that you're just only point out the problem, you're always criticizing, you're just trying to, you know, point out what's wrong.
那到底哪一个对？
Which is right?
这就是我们的哲学思考了。
That's a philosophical thinking.
我在这里呢不让大家去举手，不让大家去表态，你觉得哪个对？
Now I'm going to call on the congregation here to vote which one you think, or which one you think is right.
但实际上从圣经当中，从我们看到保罗的这个方法论当中，他的这个神学思考当中，实际上我们已经学到。
But we see from Paul's methodology and from his biblical thinking that, you know, we learn from him.
那我举到这个例子，在一个大专辩论赛当中，能够把这样一道非常好的题提出来。
Now that we look back this, this debate competition.
因为你知道一个好的一个辩论题啊，一定是要让两边都能够有话来讲。
A good debate topic is trying to, you know, just really trying to help both sides have a good argument, in the debate.
啊，所以你说，比如说，在中国举办亚运会、举办奥运会，弊大于利还利大于弊，这题就不好。
But in mainland China, if you're trying to debate whether it's good to host the Asian Olympic Games or not, it's not a good topic.
这样的，你说，你如果是抓到弊大于利的，你就吃亏呀。
Well, because if you actually taking the saying, well, this is do more harm than good, well, you're inherently already disadvantaged.
那为什么呢？因为人家是抽签抓到利大于弊那方面，他直接一句话，说党中央都决定了，你就没话说了。
Because the other side who's doing saying, well, this is doing more good than bad, they can just say, well, the, you know, the from the leadership, they already said this is good.
好，那么这个哲学思考就是，实际上你不能够单单的说不破不立，也不能够单单的说不立不破。
The philosophical thinking, you know, from as we can see, is now just that there's no breaking without making, or there's only no making without breaking.
好，大家还记得圣经当中有一句话，在以弗所书第四章。
So in Ephesians chapter 4,
这句话叫做什么？叫做凭爱心说诚实话。
So, you know, stay honest with, be honest with, under God's love.
Speak, truth, in,
okay.
in love, yeah.
Okay, speak truth in love.
Yeah. 那我们就把这段的经文拿出来和弟兄姊妹我们再好好的思想一下。
So now we take out this scripture, now we think about this one.
这是在以弗所书第四章啊，我们把从第十一节一直到第十六节我们都拿出来。
Okay. So now we read Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, so we look at this, from verse, 12 to 16.
我们看到保罗他在传福音的时候，他在教导门徒的时候，他在建造教会的时候。
Now we see when Paul is preaching and was teaching this biblical principles to the believers.
他有没有学到的鼓励？
Does he have a lot of encouragement?
安慰。
Comforting?
肯定。
Affirmation.
有没有？
Does he have it?
弟兄姊妹有没有？有的。
Yes.
那更重要，在这背后，保罗他有没有许许多多的爱？大家能不能够看到？
Does he not manifest his love?
也能够看到。
Yes.
但另一方面，
On the other hand,
在主的爱里面，我们该讲的真理要不要讲？
In Christ's love, there should we speak truth?
今天很多时候我们说唯用爱心说诚实话，那也是因为和合本是很好啊，弟兄姊妹，但和合本在这里的翻译呢，有时候就会让我们引起一些的误解。
Well, so this Chinese translation here, you know, even though it's pretty good, but it's actually sometimes can be a little bit misleading.
实际上，更好的翻译是在爱里面讲真理。
Well, better translation is speaking the truth in love.
在这个上下文，保罗明讲，实际上在今天的教会当中啊，从他前面讲到神有立下不同的职分。
Well, Paul talk about that there's many, you know, different
offices,
you know, from our Lord.
那么呢，是为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Well, so they were talking about the really trying to build up our Christ's body, the body of Christ.
那这样呢，当我们有了基督长成的身量，我们就不会被一些错误的教导所引动。
So when we really kind of just grow our spiritual life like our like Jesus Christ, then we will not be swayed by those false teachings.
那么也是因为我们生的成长，所以我们在爱中成长，在真理当中成长，我们就能够在爱里面去讲真理。
Because we grow in the spirit, and because we grow in the truth, that we can speak truth in love.
那这样个人得到建造，教会得到建造，最后保罗第十六节讲到在爱中建立我们自己。
So then, because we can build up ourselves, build our church, then Paul's saying that we can all build from Christ's body.
所以我们回来看保罗这段经文，他说以前我写信是叫你们忧愁，当时虽然我后悔，但现在我不后悔。
So Paul is saying here, verse 8, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it.
因为虽然我的信暂时让你们忧愁，但是你们却因此生出了一种的懊悔，这种的懊悔是从神的依着神的意思忧愁带来的。
For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while, now Paul saying that your sorrow led to repentance.
可以说保罗的这个信当中，保罗的教导当中总是既有利又有破。
So in Paul's teaching, there's both making and breaking.
我们不是单单只是永远去立，也不是单单永远只是破。
We should not just only talk about making, or only talk about breaking.
所以我们来看一下，到底什么是好的忧愁，什么是坏的忧愁。
So now we look at what is good sorrow versus bad sorrow.
第十节说，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。
Verse 10 tells us, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
The sorrow of the world produces death.
当圣经主耶稣讲到不要忧虑。
When Jesus was teaching us, do not worry.
当箴言书当中讲到忧伤了灵，使骨枯干。Dries bones.
Yeah, so the, yeah.
这样一种忧愁，实际上指的是世俗的忧愁。
So when we talk about those sorrows, those are worldly sorrows.
显然不是属灵的忧愁，属神的忧愁。
They're not really godly sorrows.
圣经当中从来没有讲说一切的忧愁都是不好的，我们每天就永远开开心心。
The scripture have never told us that the sorrow, all sorrows are bad, that we should always be happy.
在今天我们这个社会生活当中，实际上一个有思想深度的人他也不会这样子。
Well, in today's world, we all know that if you are have deep thinking, that you would not feel that way either.
如果我们今天看到今天世界的败坏，社会的堕落，我们不是一个忧国忧民的人，那我想大概我们这个人本身也是有点问题了。
Well, if you look at today's corrupted, fallen world, if we don't feel sorrow, then maybe we'll have a problem too.
啊，那真是、用一句古诗叫“商女不知亡国恨”。这个比较难翻译哈，这个a businesswoman doesn't know the sadness of losing her country. Yeah, 举个例子，今天这个乌克兰被俄罗斯打，那么一个乌克兰的人说，现在我们都面临亡国的危险了，所以呢，我还是该歌舞升平，欢喜快乐，我就歌舞升平，欢喜快乐。
Analogy is like the Ukraine was being attacked by Russia. Now if a Ukrainian citizen just saying, well, you know, I don't really care. I'm still going to enjoy my life.
那这个人也是有点问题了，对不对？
And he has a problem too.
好，那么我们再来看圣经当中有没有讲到有好的忧愁。
Now we see if the scripture told us there's good sorrow.
在彼得后书第二章第七节那里讲到有一个人是个义人，他叫做罗德。
Well, in the second Peter, they're talking about there was a righteous man, Lot.
这位义人罗德住在，我们知道住在哪里？索多玛和蛾摩拉，对不对？
Lot was living in the Sodom.
啊，索多玛和蛾摩拉。
Sodom,
那么看到那些人不法的事，他的义心就天天伤痛。
He was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked.
呀，那么以弗所书第四章第三十节更直接的告诉我们。说我们作为基督徒不要让神的圣灵去担忧。
So, we should, the Ephesians, the book of Ephesians is also tell we should not let the Holy Spirit worry.
弟兄姊妹，实际上忧愁在有的时候是一种非常恰当的必要的反应，因为连我们的神有的时候都会担忧的。
Yeah, so worry is actually something, you know,quite natural. You know, even our God, our Lord will worry.
如果神今天看到他的儿女不长进，
If our Lord sees that we're not growing spiritually,
圣灵不为我们担忧
the Holy Spirit would feel, you know, would worry for us.
不用他说不出来的叹息为我们祷告
would pray for us in, prayers.
你能够想象这是天父的心肠吗？不可能的。
Yeah, if our God is not worried, then that's not the true one true God.
所以世俗的忧愁跟属灵的忧愁是完全不一样的。
So the worldly sorrow is very different than the godly sorrow.
世俗的忧愁就忧愁，哎呀，明天我吃什么，穿什么，对不对？这是主耶稣所讲的，你不要为这些事情担忧。
Yeah, worldly worry is we worry about, you know, what we're going to eat, what we're going to, you know, dress, and you know, those are very different than the spiritual worry.
我们的天父会看顾我们的。
Our Lord will look after that.
但是一个属灵的忧愁是看到周遭这样的环境，为他人有非常合理应当的。这样的一个心痛的感觉。
The spiritual worry actually means that we, when we look at this world, when we look and see how people are turning away from God, that we feel sorry for them. We feel sorrow.
还有另外一方面，就是为着自己的里面，我们的罪行，我们的亏欠，在主的面前生出这样一个没有后悔的懊悔来。
Further on this point is we're talking about the repentance not to be regretted.
那神明讲告诉我们，这些的忧愁是好的忧愁，是我们应该去有的。
The scripture told us, and God told us, those are good sorrows.
那这样忧愁不是叫人死，这样忧愁反而是叫人能够真正的得到生命，得到那个更丰盛的生命。
Those sorrows do not lead to death, rather they will actually help us to have a more abundant life.
你看，你们依着神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自诉、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切的事上，你们都表明自己是。洁净的。
For observe this very thing that you sorrowed in a godly manner, what diligence it produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication. In all things you prove yourself to be clear in this matter.
对，使徒保罗在这里来 赞扬鼓励哥林多教会，因为他们走在一个正确的道路上面，得到了全然的洁净。
Paul here is encouraging the believers from Christian church that tell them that they're walking on righteous path and they're playing being cleansed by our Lord.
那么最后我们又回到了，我们说这是一个好像是一个夹心饼干的形式，前面讲喜乐，然后讲忧愁，然后最后回来又讲喜乐。
Now it's like a sandwich. So you see the joy first, then the sorrow. Then now we're coming back to joy.
那这一段呢又是比较长，我们就不把中文英文都读了。
Yeah, because this is pretty long, so we're not going to read all the verses here.
在从中文里面呢，我们看到至少有四个方面的结果。用中文就是热心、欢心、爱心、放心，有四心。
So we talk about there's four main things we're seeing from this verse. We see the care, the rejoice, the joy, and the affection.
那第一点表明出来一种的热心，英文是叫 care 啊。
Okay, so we see the care in this verse.
啊，那这一句第十二节，跟后书七章十二节，如果你仔细看它的翻译，不同版本的翻译很有意思。
Well, if you see the different translations, the English translation of verse 12, we see kind of interesting.
有的版本的翻译是什么呢？在神面前，你们顾念我们的这个热心，这个 care.
So some translation would say in our Lord that you care about our,
your care for us.
You care for us.
啊，那么呢，也有的版本，比如说你看这个中文英文，英文的版本就是我们对你们的这个 care, 这个热心。
But sometimes the other translations say, I care for you.
那到底是谁顾念谁的这个热心呢？
So who cares for who?
那这个是不是圣经里面有不清楚的地方呢？
So maybe scripture is not clear.
这个呢实际上是讲到关于这个圣经的翻译的里面的一些学问，我今天没有时间去把它展开去讲。
So we're not going to go deep on, you know, the translation of the Bible, the intricacies associated with that.
但有个别的地方，不同的版本这个有翻译有出入，实际上这是正常的。
Sometimes when there's small differences in different translation, different versions, there's a reason.
那么还好，就我们不是在讲主日学，我们是在讲道。
But now we're preaching at the Sunday school.
弟兄姊妹，请听我一句。
You listen to me.
在这里让我看到一点，就是他们实际上里面有个双方的顾念，你能看到吗？
It's actually mutual.
哥林多教会对保罗顾念，还有保罗毫无疑问的对哥林多教会的这样的顾念，都体现了出来。
And here manifests both the care from Christian church to Paul and also Paul to Christian church.
哥林多教会因着他们有这样一种没有后悔的一个懊悔，他们现在通过提多表达，希望能够跟保罗来见面。
So because the Christian church have this repentance without regret, now they have this yearn, this desire to see Paul again.
那么保罗说，我也一直在顾念哥林多教会，虽然他们在假师父的这个误导之下，但实际上他们还是神的儿女。
But Paul also cared about them, because even though there's false teacher, they're spreading rumors, Paul said, you know, they're still children of God.
那么第十三节，故此我们得了安慰，并且在安慰之中，因你们众人使提多心里畅快欢喜，我们就更加欢喜了。再一次提到他自己在主里面的这个喜乐。
Verse 13 says, Therefore have been comforted in your comfort, and we rejoice exceedingly more for the joy of Titus, because his spirit has been refreshed by your all.
那么在第十四节，保罗他继续说我曾经对提多夸奖你们，现在我夸奖的是对的，没有落空。
Yeah, so now Paul said in verse 14, saying, well, I have boasted to Titus about you, and now I'm not ashamed, because I, you know, a boast to Titus was found true.
第十五节，并且提多想起你们众人的顺服，是怎样恐惧战惊的接待他，他爱你们的心肠就越发热了。
Verse 15, his affections are greater for you as he remembers the obedience of you all, how with fear and trembling you received him.
热心欢心还有在主里面的这个爱心就更加的热切。
The care, the joy, and the affections are stronger, you know, as we see in verses.
最后保罗讲，我曾经为你们非常的担心，但是现在我为你们放心，有这个 confidence.
And Paul now said, I have confidence in you in everything.
好，我们回来做一个总结。 世俗的忧愁为什么叫叫人死？
Why is the worldly sorrow lead to death?
因为世俗的忧愁让人看不到盼望。
Because the worldly sorrow does not lead hope.
但是属神的忧愁是满怀着盼望的。
But the worldly sorrow, but the godly sorrow is full of hope.
最后一定有一个美好的结局。
There's a perfect destination.
一个人不可能永远没有忧愁。
No one can have, never have worries.
但是我们为什么忧愁？这是我们自己的一个抉择。
But why we're worried, why we feel sorrow is something we need to think about.
一个懂得忧愁的人是个有深度的人。
For someone to know how to manifest the godly sorrow is someone with depth.
也是有智慧的人。
A wisdom.
也是有属神生命的人。
Of spiritual life.
同时他有这种属神的忧愁，但不会被这种忧愁把他击垮。
They have the godly sorrow, but they will not be overwhelmed by the sorrow.
不会一蹶不振。
They will not feel downcast.
不会像世俗的忧愁最后带来的是一个死的结局。
The sorrow, godly sorrow will not lead to death.
因为这个人他里面满怀盼望。
Because he is full of hope.
你知道如果一个人他抑郁，他低沉到一个地步，他已经里面没有盼望，那么这个人就真的没希望了。
When someone's really down themselves and they're get stuck with the worldly sorrow and they feel they're worthless and they have no hope.
但是不管你面对多大的压力
，No matter how big a pressure is，
什么样的挑战
，No matter what kind of challenge you have，
什么样的逆境
，What kind of obstacles you have，
是大水要把你吞没
，The flood is going to overwhelm you。
但是最后你里面有这样一种盼望
because you have the hope in your heart,
你最后能够靠着主的恩典有这样的四心热心欢心爱心放心
but because in the Lord you have this care, joy, affection and confidence
那我告诉你你是一个大有盼望的人
I tell you, you are full of hope
不在乎我们而在乎在我们里面的那一位神他真的好
not because of me but rather the Lord in our heart
我们一起低头来祷告。
To pray.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们一起来思想这样一个破与立的题目。
Let us think about this topic, the making versus the breaking.
主啊你是在我们的生命当中既破又立的神。
Lord, in our lives, you both making and breaking.
主你自己的身体为我们破碎。
You have broken your body for us.
主啊，你要破碎我们的旧生命、旧性情。
You have broken our old life, our old selves.
你给了我们你崭新的生命、丰盛的生命。
You're also making this new selves in us, and you give us that brand new life.
让我们永永远远的靠主而活，为主而活。
So let us live for you forever.
主，我们感谢你，给我们爱心，给我们欢心。主啊，你也为我们放心。
But thank you for giving this care, this joy, this confidence.
因为我们永永远远在你的怀抱当中。
Because we're in your love forever.
无比的稳妥。
It's forever stable foundation.
感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就。
We thank you for what Jesus has died on the cross for to fulfill your promise.
求主今天也不断地挑战我们的生命，翻转我们的生命。
We ask you to challenge us to turn our lives over.
让我们依着神的一丝忧愁。
Let us to have that godly sorrow.
让我们的生命更像主。
Let us be more like Jesus.
从耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。